He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the July the 15th. Live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Boy, I heard the fire engines when I woke up this morning, one after another. It ended up we have a tourist attraction here in San Diego called the USS Midway. It's an aircraft carrier from the Vietnam era that's parked at the Embarcadero and quite a tourist attraction. I guess there was a fire on the Midway. A fire in the hole, down deep in the recesses. And I think every fire engine in San Diego was there. And I had to go see what was going on. So anyways, let's see if there's a fire in the market today. Not really. It's pretty cool here. The Dow is down 7 points right now, but we've had a few good days here in a row. The Dow is at 18,046. We're back above that 18,000 level. That's good to see. The S&P 500 is up a point, better than being down a point. It's at 2,110. The Nasdaq's where the action is. Another deal in the biotech industry involving a stock that we own here at Gunderson Capital Management in the aggressive growth account, which I'll talk about in a bit. The Nasdaq is up 17 points right now to 5,121. That's a third of a percent. The Nasdaq's had a pretty good run here recently. Crude oil, 54.09. That seems like that's a little bit higher than where we have been. We were down in the low 50s, moving back towards the mid 50s. I still have no exposure other than a few refiners. I have no exposure to the energy patch. Gold is at 1147. I have no exposure there. The euro dropping 109.6, 10-year yield 2.40. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, the Greek situation, not over yet. You know what? It's never over. It's been going on for a long, long time, but at least it seems like there is an agreement, but the Greek Parliament still has to approve it. Here's one thing you should never say. The Greece situation has been resolved, because I've heard that said now for the last 5 years, and no, it has not been resolved. It's a saga that continues. But at least if we can get the Greek Parliament to come on board and the people to accept their fate that they're going to have higher taxes and they're going to get a lower pension and they're going to pay a 23% sales tax and not going to be able to retire at such an early age, then it's put to bed for now until the next time they run out of money, which should be in about 4, 5, 6 months, something like that. There's a deal in the biotech industry. And it involves a stock that we own at Gunderson Capital Management. It's actually a San Diego company. Hey, how come one of my buddies didn't tell me, hey, Bill, there's this company going public. You can buy in at $1 a share. No, nobody told me, but I did buy in. I bought in for my clients a couple of times in this stock, and it's been one of my biggest winners. Receptos, which is the inflammatory bowel disease stock. Now, I suppose if a friend would have come up to me and said, hey, Bill, I got a hot stock for you, and if I had said, what do they do? And he would have said, well, they work on inflammatory bowel disease. Maybe I would have lost interest. I don't know, but that does impact a lot of people out there, and Receptos is being bought out. If Receptos accepts the bid, they're being bought out by Amgen. They're being bought out by Celgene, C-E-L-G, which is another biotech that's been a pretty good one over the years. We have Miss Yellen flapping her lips again today. That's going to impact the markets. So what are they expecting to hear? They're expecting to hear that at some point later this year, the Fed will hike interest rates. And of course, the market's already been taking interest rates higher in anticipation of that. What's the most important news right now? It's these companies that are reporting earnings. There's going to be 40 this week. We've had about four or five so far. We've had several more today. I see nothing yet here that would make me lower my forecast for the S&P 500 next year, at least not yet. PNC Financial beats by 12 cents. Bank of America beats by 5 cents. BlackRock beats by 16 cents. So the beat goes on. So-called beat. Every company that's reported of any significance so far, I've seen them beat or meet earnings estimates. But it's still very, very early in the game. There's 500 companies of the S&P 500 that will eventually report. Maybe we have about 10 that have reported so far. And in this week's newsletter, I'll update once again where my numbers are at for this year and next year and how they compare with last year and the year before that, because as long as earnings continue to grow, the stock market is going to continue to grow. That's been true for the last 6+ years. Talking about growth, China reports in that they're growing at 7% per year. You know, I wonder if they just pull that number out of the air. I wonder how accurate those numbers are. I don't know. It seems like it's been 7% for as long as I can remember. Before that, it was 10% for as long as I can remember. But they're saying that their GDP is continuing to grow by 7% per year. By contrast, our government today lowered economic growth forecast to 2%. We're expected to grow by 2% this year. So China obviously growing much faster than the U.S., but that market has become so irrational that I've found it best, I think it's best to just step aside. Let it settle down. It's another here's another problem with the Chinese stocks and the China market. Even though there's a lot of single-digit P.E. ratios, contrary to what you hear on TV, they're not trading at nosebleed P.E. ratios. Instead, I find them way down at the other end of the spectrum, really reasonable. But here's a problem with the Chinese stocks. They're very illiquid. Okay, so let me just give you an example here. IBM. Do you know that IBM has got about 70% institutional ownership? These are pension funds, mutual funds, big money management firms. You know, they have pretty firm hands on these stocks. They're not whipping in and out of them and trading them like you are at home. But those Chinese stocks, they have 2 or 3% institutional participation. So they're being flailed about by individual hands, which are very weak hands. And they're much more prone to panic. They're much more prone to greed. And that pendulum can swing widely back and forth from greed to panic very quickly. When there aren't stronger hands holding those stocks. Those stocks are mostly held by Chinese individuals who the Chinese government is telling them to buy Chinese stocks, be patriotic and buy Chinese stocks. Hey, I wonder if the Premier of China has a fiduciary responsibility to the Chinese people like I do when he says that. Take money out of your home, he says, and buy Chinese stocks. He must own a lot of Chinese stocks or futures options or something. So I think it's just best to step aside right now. Here's another story I saw today. This is a trend in my industry. BlackRock beats earnings as money flows out of low-fee funds into higher-fee fund products. Don't you think that these big wirehouse firms want your money to flow out of those low-fee products into higher-fee products that they've developed to entice you in like a spider web? Of course they do. How do they increase their earnings? By pulling more money out of your pocket. That's why you see all kinds of products being developed like mortgage-backed securities packaged together and sold to the public. What are they made up of? Low-quality home loans, which blew up in everybody's face. So I'd be careful of high fee products. And I would ask myself, why is my broker trying to move me? Sometimes these brokerage houses are in the moving business, moving you from low fee products to higher fee products. So just something to be careful of. They actually admit it. Oh, we beat earnings this quarter because we moved a lot of people from low fee products to higher fee products. Don't forget, too, they're the guys that are hiring the robots to manage your money. So anyways, it's all up to you. You've got to do your own homework. We're going to come back, talk about a few individual stocks here. Examples of best stocks now. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I'm going to give you a reason to follow me on Twitter or StockTwits. You can look me up on StockTwits.com. I'm at Bill Gunderson. It's simple. There's no pseudo names behind me. There's no pseudo faces on my calling card there. It's my face and my name, and that is. It is what you get. It is what it is. It's also on Twitter, at Bill Gunderson. My StockTwit tweets, which I put out about anywhere from 1 to 5 or 6 a day. Only when I see something that really makes my eyeballs pop out, I send out a tweet. Going back to January 13th of last year, my very first tweet, my very first notice of a stock by the name of Receptos, RCPT, which is headquartered in San Diego, I sent out a tweet. I said, another biotech breakout today, RCPT. And I also disclose every time I mention a stock, whether we own it here or not, I said, I have no position in this stock. But I pointed out the fact that it was breaking out. On January the 13th, 2014, it was $38 per share. And then I watched it, and of course, if you've been listening to my show for any length of time, you know that I've had the biotech sector ranked number one or number two for the last several years. It seems to have taken over for the Silicon Valley, although a lot of these biotechs are in the Silicon Valley. But it seems to have taken over for the social media stocks, the internet stocks, the semiconductors as the new frontier where there's being new developments made, right? Absolutely, without question. It almost, one or two a week, we're hearing positive results coming from phase two trials somewhere on some malady that befalls the human body, and these companies are coming up. It seems like we're getting better and better at it. One of the reasons is because of a company here in San Diego by the name of Illumina, which I wrote about in my book several years ago when it was $70 a share. Well, now it's $229 per share. It's a triple since then. But Illumina kind of cracked the code and helped speed up the DNA panel process and brought the price down considerably. And that has helped speed up the drug discovery process. Well, in August of last year, once again, I said, very nice move in Receptos today. And I also mentioned that in my app, it was number 56 overall, and it was a stock, at least, that you could look at. But I also disclosed at that point in time, I still had no position in Receptos. And by this time, from my first notice of the stock, it had gone from $38 to $50. So it hadn't really made a big move. It had made about a 30% move. And then a week later, it started to really take off. In September of last year, I tweeted out, another biotech on fire today, Receptos, number 154, no position. And then the very next week, September 15th, 2014, I tweeted out that Receptos continues to break out. And then I disclosed that I am long. That means I own it. I'm not short. I'm not betting against it. I'm betting for it. I am long in the speculative trading account, which I publish every single Saturday in my newsletter. Now, by this time, Receptos had moved up to $62 per share. And then I tweeted a few days later. Now I'm in the stock, you see. Another new breakout and high for Receptos, number 13 overall in the Best Stocks Now app. It is in the speculative trading account. And the stock continued to move higher. Okay, let's see what happens next. October 20th, very nice breakout again in Receptos, number 87 overall. I continue to be long in the speculative trading account. So this is October the 20th, 2014. Now this record is in the app. You can go to the app if you have the full app. Receptos is not in one of the free stocks that I include in the free version of the Best Stocks Now app. But in the subscription version of the app, you can look up Receptos, and you can go down, scroll down to the bottom of the screen. You know how to scroll on an iPhone. Just move your finger, wag your finger back and forth, and you can go anywhere you want to go. And down at the bottom is this chronological sequence of tweets and other items, which we'll get to, that I have put out on Receptos since January 13th of 2014. Now, by October, it's moved up $66 a share. Okay, we're starting to make some progress in it. Then come along here, October 24th. Again, nice move in Receptos today. Nice breakout. Number 56 overall, BSN app. I remain long. And then on October 27th, I tweeted out, I see Receptos is up 27%. In the after hours, I am long in the speculative trading account. I sent out a push notification on this stock recently. And then the next day, I retweeted out that Receptos is now up 68% since adding it to my... Now, they don't all work out like this. You need to take a look at the whole portfolio yourself, which I publish every week. But you can at least look up the track record and the history here. Then on the 28th of October last year, I came on the air and I featured it in a 5-minute and 13-second segment, which you can tap here and watch and see my, just like we're doing now, we're using one segment of the show to feature Receptos. That was back on October 28th of 2014. Receptos was then had moved up from $66 a share all the way to $95 per share. I featured it again on June 11th, 2015. You can tap and watch it. I featured it again on July 8th, 2015. And now the stock's being bought out. The stock currently is at $228 per share. And this whole saga began when I first pointed it out to folks at $31 per share. How did I find the stock? No, I'm not a PhD in biophysics. I know how to look at numbers. I know how to look at stock charts. I know how to read stories behind the stock and what they're working on. And I know what a number 6 rank out of 4,200 means to me. The guy who invented the app that takes into account relative strength, valuation where possible, and stock charts. Now, as of yesterday, before this thing was announced as being bought out in the after hours, it was number 32. Still one of the top ranked stocks. Well, it's too late to buy it now because Celgene is buying it. Well, let's go find some more that have this kind of potential, right? That's what it's all about. Anyways, this is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, so far we've talked about the next big deadline in Greece. How many deadlines are there? Now it's the Greek Parliament. They've got to vote and approve this deal. We talked about the Receptos deal, a company working on irritable bowel syndrome and other inflammations in that region of the body. They're being bought out today by... if they approve the deal, being bought out by a larger drug company in, why do I keep forgetting the name of that company? Celgene, which I've owned in the past, which I currently do not own, but I think it's a very, very good stock. Talking about Janet Yellen, Oh, she'll probably say something to the effect that, yeah, I think we're going to raise rates here later this year, and probably assure us that that's going to happen. We've given an update on earnings estimates, not estimates, reports. Those reports are compared to what was expected. So far, every single company that I have seen report in the S&P 500 has met or exceeded expectations. Well, we're early into it. Maybe 10 have reported out of 500. We have a long ways to go. But I like the trend that I see so far. And as you know, I have earnings at about $119 per share for the S&P 500 this year, which is a far cry from where they were in 2009 at $55 per share. And next year, I'm a little over $130 per share. If indeed the S&P can do that, that would mean a continuation of the bull market. But things can change very quickly. That's why we take it on a week-by-week basis. We talked a little bit about China's growth. They're reporting 7%. I think the finance minister kind of says, hey, what do you want the growth to be? Okay, that sounds good. We'll make it 7%. I don't know. Look, it's a very illiquid market right now. It's irrational. I've just decided it's best to just step away. We've got enough good stocks right here in the U.S. right now, which are starting to take off. And I'm reporting breakouts on a daily basis. If you follow me on Twitter, at Bill Gunderson, or on Stock Twits, where I have, I think, 14, almost 15,000 followers, you can see what I'm noticing, what I'm observing in my daily walk around the neighborhood called Wall Street. If I see a house on fire, or if I see something that looks too good to be true sometimes, I send out a little tweet. It's not what I'm having for lunch and, you know, useless thoughts here and there, or motivational thoughts. It's observations of what I see in my daily trip through the market, which I make every single day. And that's the trip I look forward to every single day, that trip through the stock market, through all the various neighborhoods, aerospace, biotech, healthcare, retail, energy. It's a lot of fun. There's nothing I would rather do. Let's take a look at another one here that's on my radar right now in my Best Stocks Now system. Insight Corporation. You know, this is one that DuPont at one time had a hand in. DuPont is headquartered back in Wilmington, Delaware. DuPont has not had a very good track record over the years. They've spun off a few companies, or some former DuPont employees have bought technology from DuPont and have run with it and made a lot of money. DuPont should have held on to it. Well, now we've got a biotech stock that actually has DuPont roots. They develop small molecule drugs to treat cancer and inflammatory diseases. The name of the company is Insight, I-N-C-Y. And it's a stock that we'll take a look at here, is one that showed up on my Best Stocks Now radar system, which scans the market every day. You know, on a boat, almost every boat, if you're traveling any length of time or distance, you have radar on your boat. And the radar spins on top of your boat, and you can look at your screen, and you can see any little dots on the horizon, whether they're approaching you. I was going out one time. I was going out tuna fishing. We left about 10 o'clock at night because the fish were out about 50 or 60 miles. We wanted to get out there, what we call gray light. Gray light on the ocean's really something. It's the very first signs that the sun is coming up. You can just barely see it. And we were heading out of the harbor, and I saw on my radar, because you can't, the ocean is a dark place at night. If you've ever heard the word inky black, that's about what it's like, especially when there's no moon or we have cloud cover. And I saw something on my radar that was coming at me quite rapidly. Man, it scared the daylights out of me. And all of a sudden, I saw a boat coming right at me with no lights on. I figure they had to be drug runners. They were going about 30, 40 miles an hour. And all of a sudden, they swerved. And otherwise, they would have hit me. And I wouldn't be doing this radio show today, I'm sure. But radar also scans through the stock market every day and spits back to me what it sees. And then the human brain takes over, the intuition takes over, the logic takes over, and I try to apply as much of that as I can muster before I make buy to sell decisions. Well, 3 months ago, Insight, oh, actually 6 months ago, was number 114 out of 4,200. 3 months ago, it was number 3. 2 months ago, it was number 4. I've owned this stock off and on for the last few years. 1 month ago, it was number 128. It's currently the number 5 ranked stock in my Best Stock Now app. Now, here's what DuPont let go. A company that's now $21 billion in market capitalization. This stock was $1 a share back in 2009 at the bottom of the recession, and now it's $121 per share. And it is a stock that I own for my moderate growth investors. Moderate risk profile. Over the last 10 years, Insight has delivered 30% per year to investors, while the market's delivered 5.6. Over the last 5 years, 57% per year, while the market's delivered 14. And over the last 3 years, Insight has delivered 66% per year, while the market's delivered 15. That gives it a performance grade of A+. It's in the top of the class. This is one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. You don't even want to know what DuPont has done over the last 3, 5, and 10 years. Over the last 12 months, Insight is up another 130%. Well, when you go from $1 a share to $120 per share, you're racking up some alpha there for investors. The shareholders have to be happy. I wish I had owned it for the past 10 years. I didn't, but I currently own it, again, in the moderate risk profile. It's a pretty aggressive stock, but it is a $21 billion company. It's growing up to be one of the more significant biotechs. And let's not forget that the biotechs are one of the best neighborhoods in the entire market, if not the best. I'd have to say it's still the best neighborhood, especially when you have deals going down almost one or two a week, like the Celgene Receptos deal this week. Of course, we had another big winner earlier in the week in Anacor when they came up with good test results for their topical gel for dermatitis, a completely new approach using boron, one of the essential, one of the basic elements from the earth. I can still remember boron from my chemistry days way back when. Anyways, Insight is looking to maybe have some earnings this year for the first time, actually next year for the first time in their history. They do have sales. They have significant sales of about $500 million per year. But you're really not going to buy this because it's a screaming value. You're buying it for the potential value that it could have down the road if their pipeline starts to produce some of the drugs that they are currently working on. This is one of the most promising biotech companies in America, in the world. It's currently a $121 stock. There's 4,163 stocks in my Best Stocks Now app, and it's currently number 5. I started talking about Insight way back on July the 5th, 2012. That's 3 years ago. Boy, what was the price back then? It was about $25 a share back then. Now it's $120 per share. And I've just featured it for about the 10th time since then on my radio show. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. I've been on the right trail, but I must have used the wrong call. Hit us in a bad place, and I wonder what it's good for. I've been in the right place.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNow app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, later this week, eBay will spin off PayPal. And eBay stock has been on the move here recently, not a stock that I own currently. But the significance of it spinning off PayPal is the fact that PayPal will immediately be put into the S&P 500. And it will replace Noble Corp, N-E, which is an energy stock, a Swiss company engaged in the offshore contract drilling services for the oil and gas industry worldwide. Well, N-E has not been a very good performer in the S&P 500, so this should help it a little bit. In fact, it will end up having a net effect of more than likely raising estimates for next year, maybe by a penny or two overall, for the S&P 500. So NE is coming out of the S&P 500, and it will be replaced by a company with the name, with the symbol PYPL, which you can't even find today, PayPal, because it will be spun off later this week by eBay. And so in my calculations every week, I now have to include PayPal in my calculations, and I have to exclude Noble Energy. Another company that reported earnings from the S&P 500 this past week was Wells Fargo. And Wells Fargo's been taking off ever since then. I like the move that Wells Fargo is making. Don't forget that the banks like rising interest rates. It gives them just a little bit more room to move. On the one hand, it also hurts their mortgage business. There's going to be fewer home loans made because interest rates are rising. But overall, the net effect on the banking sector is a net positive. And you can see the movement in Wells Fargo since they reported earlier this week. And of course, we had Bank of America report, and we had JP Morgan, and they've all met or exceeded expectations. But the reason why I bring up Wells Fargo, WFC, during the conference call, CFO John Shrewsberry said the bank is investing in a number of new technology initiatives for the wealth unit. Okay, Wells Fargo manages money. You can have them. They have a wealth management unit. I've had many accounts transfer to me from Wells Fargo. But here's the takeaway. Wells Fargo is considering a product using automation to select investments for clients based on their profile. Well, now you've got the whole thing automated. Now we're back to the robots again. The client walks in to the Wells Fargo branch and says, you know, I've got this IRA. I'm getting ready to retire. I want to roll it over. Do you guys have a wealth management unit? And of course, Wells Fargo, wow, that's music to their ears. They send you right over to the desk with the new hire or the young college graduate that says, sure, let's fill out the paperwork and let's get that IRA rollover all set up so it can come here to Wells Fargo and we can manage your money. But first, I need you to sit down here and answer some questions for me. And, of course, they're going to take you through the process. You're going to go online and answer a bunch of questions. And then comes back your recommended profile. Based on your profile, it's going to be an asset allocation depending upon your age and your risk profile. If you're 62 and you're retiring, that profile is going to have a pretty big chunk of bonds, bond exposure, bond funds, more than likely Wells Fargo bond funds that they manage, so they can get that management fee too. But that process is now automated. The college kid sitting at the desk, he doesn't tell you what he thinks about the world or the interest rate environment or whether or not we're in a recession or not. It's not really based on current conditions in the world. It's based on your risk tolerance. And it spits back that asset allocation recommendation. Then you think, well, then I'll be turned over to a money manager who will look over my account every day and make adjustments if things in the world change. That's not going to happen. No, they're considering a product using automation to select the investments. Okay, not only are they going to select your profile, forget about what's going on in the world. It's based on your risk tolerance and your goals and whatnot. Then they're going to automatically select the investments that will populate your IRA rollover. And then they're going to automate the rebalancing process. Boy, they can get rid of a lot of money managers this way. And of course, Wells Fargo is not the first one to go down this route. Schwab has already launched such a service, and they've raised several billion dollars already in this portion of their business. It's got to be really a profitable to make a fee with a bunch of robots. And don't forget that Bank of America is also mulling a similar offering. That means Merrill Lynch. Bank of America ended up with Merrill Lynch. So, look, that's the course that my industry is taking. The course that my industry was taking back in 2008 was selling subprime mortgages packaged into nice, neat little packages that promised you a really fat, juicy yield for you income investors. And how did that work out? Those were the quants that came up with that product, the quants that ran the algorithms that said, hey, this is going to make a lot of money for us. And it did, until it exploded in their face and almost took Merrill Lynch down. Well, now they think the answer is robots and automating the process, so nobody has to make any decisions. No human brains involved except in inventing the robots and the automated system. So it's up to you. You have to weigh things out in your mind as to how you want your money managed when you retire or while you're in retirement. But the movement in my industry, the three biggest players, Schwab, Wells Fargo, Merrill Lynch, Bank of America, are all moving towards automating the process. Asset allocation. I just don't want to have any exposure to certain assets during certain periods of time, but that's just me. You can go on my website at pwstreet.com to sign up for my weekly newsletter. I'll tell you what I think your asset allocation should be. Take it or leave it. Argue with me or not, I don't care. Or you can give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. We even have a human that answers the phone here. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.